Now we go to the next step in the argument. This opposition between ordinary experience and totality of experience, now Sri Aurobindo formulates in their stark opposition to each other, as it were, thesis and antithesis. Now this formulation is one of the most powerful and most potent formulation in philosophy. The stark opposition between the two poles of experience. On one side you experience one thing, on the other side, another pole you go, you experience something else. And Sri Aurobindo speaks of the synthesis of these two poles. So now we shall go very slowly, little by little, we shall see each one of the opposites that Sri Aurobindo describes here. To know, possess, and be the divine being in an animal and egoistic consciousness. This is the two polarities. We are at present in an animal and egoistic consciousness. That is our ordinary experience. The other pole of experience is to know, possess, and be the divine being. That is the formula of God. Then next, to convert our twilight or obscure physical mentality into the plenary supramental illumination. On our side at present, we have got obscure physical consciousness. At the most, twilight. Twilight is some light, either in the evening or in the early morning, darkness either is about to come or darkness is about to go. That consciousness, our consciousness at present, is a twilight consciousness, you might say, at the most. Mostly it is obscure physical consciousness in which we live, mostly, because if you count how many hours we spend in our active work, it is 8 hours. 16 hours of the day are either in sleep or preparation to get awake and to start work. So mostly we live in twilight consciousness. So to convert our twilight or obscure physical mentality, that is true of our ordinary experience. Now you come to the higher experience, into plenary supramental illumination. Plenary means that which does not diminish at all. Everlasting. There is no alteration between sleep and awaking. So when we say light is a part of the formula, God, light, freedom, immortality, when we speak of light, we don't speak of the aspiration to have some light. It's not an aspiration to have a temporary light. Our aspiration is to have no diminution of light at all. So, this is the aspiration, to convert our twilight or obscure physical mentality into the plenary supramental illumination. Third, to build peace in a self-existent bliss where there is only a stress of transitory satisfactions besieged by physical pain and emotional suffering. This is the third term of our aspiration. God, light, bliss, freedom, immortality. These are the 5 terms of our formula. This is the third term. To achieve what kind of bliss? to build peace and a self-existent bliss. A bliss which does not depend upon any external object. Self-existent. Bliss which flows automatically from our being. It does not depend upon any external stimulation. Neither sensory, nor intellectual, nor anything that comes from outside. Self-existent. We should bubble with delight from ourselves. So that kind of delight. So to build peace and a self-existent bliss, this is our goal. Where there is only a stress of transitory satisfactions. It's a beautiful expression. What is our present state? Our present state is a state of satisfaction. But this satisfaction has always a stress in it. It's never a stressless satisfaction. Even when we say, oh, I'm contented now, there is some stress in it. So Sri Aurobindo uses the word stress. Stress of transitory satisfactions. They are fleeting. Our satisfactions are only for some time. Even the richest man, when he sits at the back on his armchair after doing day's work and he feels absolutely satisfied, he might get suddenly a news that his son has fallen ill and all his satisfaction wipes out. It's only a transitory satisfaction that we normally have. And even this transitory satisfaction, Sri Aurobindo now qualifies by beautiful expression, besieged by physical pain and emotional suffering. Even when you may be contented, you may not be able to eat sweets because you have got diabetes. When everything is available to you, unfortunately, the physical pain is knocking at your door. So even that satisfaction you cannot enjoy. There is a physical pain and emotional suffering. You will find that all the time in human life, even in the best conditions of your bliss, suddenly you will find somebody becomes angry with you, somebody is dissatisfied, somebody revolts, somebody sulks, and you do not feel satisfied at all, and you begin to move out of yourself to satisfy something or the other.